This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Bird joins me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most viewed YouTube video for this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so this week, what was number five?
We've got baseball's opening day, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but this year I kind of want to get more into it because I'm living in San Francisco now. The Giants are pretty rad all the time, but yesterday was the beginning of the season, and you've got to be stoked because the Chicago Cubs hit a solo home run on the very first pitch of the 2018 MLB season. That was Ian Happ. He's a center fielder for you guys. So baseball season is underway. There's also this ridiculous snack that's been making the rounds on the internet in the Texas Rangers' new stadium. It's called the Dilly Dog, and it's a hot dog inside of a hollowed out pickle. So pretty ridiculous.
Wait, what? Is there anything on it, like ketchup, mustard, or it's just a hot dog in a pickle?
Well, then they fry it. So yeah, I think you could probably put some sauces of sorts on it. But yeah, it's just like a fried pickle dog thing, the Dilly Dog.
I love it. But I know that it has so many calories. You will probably eat that, and it's like you can't eat anything else for the rest of the day.
And you just go to sleep. Yeah, the thing is, though, I've seen some photos, and it looks like the pickle is totally intact. So it's did they breed some kind of hollowed pickle that they can just insert a hot dog into? I don't know.
Oh, well, that's interesting. You're right. Like, what kind of machine would do that?
Yeah, it's advanced technology.
What was number four?
So we got knuckles cracking. So this is making the rounds because there's some sort of three-part mathematical model that determines the sounds of knuckle cracking. But I'm reading through this, and I feel like this is kind of old news. Like, yeah, we know it's air popping within the joint of the knuckle, and people that have, you know, more space in between their joints are less susceptible to it. But I guess it's now backed by math. They're saying that the first equation describes the pressure variations inside the joint. The second equation describes the size of the variations of the bubbles in response to pressure variations. Then the third equation is about size variation in the bubbles and the one that produced sound. So I don't know. I guess now science is backing joint cracking.
But the most important question is it doesn't give you arthritis, right? That was just like an old wives' tale, right?
Yeah, no, that's an old one. Well, I think so. The math doesn't support the arthritis, we'll put it that way.
What was number three?
So Roseanne, she's back in action. They rebooted the old show with the exact same cast, and 18.4 million people tuned in, which is like double what ABC thought was going to, but it's super interesting. There's a couple storylines around this. So Dan, which was Roseanne's husband, played by John Goodman, he died in the finale of the original series, and then he's just back, and they don't even explain it at all. So it's like they just don't even talk about it, but apparently he died. There's also some political repercussions about Barr's character. Roseanne's Barr character says she's a Trump supporter, and then that caused some issues with members of the family, so they're trying to keep it pretty topical. But I've never been a big Roseanne fan. I think it was kind of before my time.
Oh my God, you made me feel old a little bit because I remember growing up and watching Roseanne with my parents, and it was hilarious. Yeah. I loved it.
Did you watch the reboot?
Oh, absolutely I did, and I was curious how they were going to explain Dan's death, because that was a big deal of Dan dying. Like, that was the final season, they won the lottery, and Dan just up and dies. And I was surprised he came back because I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, they had the actual, like, John Goodman and Roseanne Barr had bad chemistry towards the end of the series. So he was like, just write me off the show. I don't even want to be on it. And now they're back into it. And I'm like, you know what? It feels like they didn't miss a beat. And that's what I loved about the acting, is that even though there was bad blood, they got older and said, whatever. And now they're just like, boom, back in the saddle.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, but I guess, you know, might as well just not even talk about it and pretend like it didn't happen.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, and it worked out.
What was number two?
Man, we've got March madness. And you've also got to be fired up about this because Loyola Chicago, an 11 seed, is in the Final Four right now. Only the fourth 11 seed to ever make it to the Final Four. And Sister Jean, the 98-year-old nun who is the chaplain for the team, who's been rooting on the Ramblers for 60 years, is so awesome. And if everybody is not rooting for Loyola Chicago to take down Michigan tomorrow night, I don't know what's wrong with you. This is such a good story. It's so fun to watch her on the sideline in her wheelchair cheering on this team. She's got custom-made Nikes that say Sister Jean on them. People are calling them the Prayer Jordans. And, yeah, so the Final Four is going down tomorrow night. We've got Kansas Villanova, and we've also got Michigan and Loyola Chicago. An 11 seed has never made it to the championship game, which is going to be on Monday. It's happened three times before, they said. It was VCU, George Mason, and LSU. They all lost in the Final Four. Can Loyola Chicago make it past Michigan? I don't know. We're going to have to tune in tomorrow night.
All right. I have to ask, because Loyola, you never really expected them to get here. Not going to say like yeah. I thought they were, but do you really think they have a chance against Michigan? Are they that good?
100%. They're a veteran team loaded with juniors and seniors. They've got the leadership. They've got the talent. They have over 30 wins on the season. They're just overlooked because they're a mid-major program called Loyola Chicago. They're a legitimate team. Michigan, however, is pretty hot. I think they're on a 13-game win streak right now. But Michigan has been eking by its opponents, barely beat Houston on a buzzer beater. I think this is going to be a really good game. And especially in a tournament this year where we saw 16-1, anything can happen.
All right, man. You make me get excited about basketball, not going to lie.
Good.
What was number one?
So we got Easter and Passover. So Passover starting tonight. Easter is on Sunday. And Easter is on April Fool's Day, which is super interesting as well. So a couple of religious holidays coming up. You know, Easter eggs are kind of, you know, everybody does the Easter egg hunts and things like that, but it's supposed to be kind of a symbolic, it serves a symbolic purpose as like, you know, because Easter is the resurrection of Jesus, eggs are kind of symbolic of that as like an egg looks kind of dead on the inside, but there's life dead on the outside, but life on the inside. So it's kind of representative of Jesus's resurrection. And then we've also got Passover. So that's a Jewish holiday. It lasts for 8 days. And that's commemorative of the freedom of the Israelites from the Egyptians. So yeah, people were turning to Google to figure out what was going on there.
Oh man, I love that explanation of the Easter eggs. I never even thought of that. Yeah. I was just like, where's the candy?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of what the kids turn to, but yeah, that's the real explanation.
For this week, the YouTube video, what was the number one viewed one?
So the history of TV theme songs with Will Smith. He was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they do this awesome freestyle where the Roots are playing the TV theme song music, and then Jimmy and Will are just riffing off each other and singing all of the songs, and they end with, obviously, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Will goes off, and they go into the stands, and they're singing with everybody. It's super cool, and they do such a good job. Like, they've both got great voices. They get the crowd fired up, but it's great to see Will Smith singing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air music. Brings me back.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how he worked the crowd, too, in the end with his own, like, theme song. He's like, everybody, come on!
Yeah, it's got over 5 million views already,
wow.
So popping off.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Hey, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.